I'm Dr. Winnie King, and I'm here in the lobby of the Children's Hospital at Montefiore in New York City. So you can expect to hear some ambulance sirens in the background. That's all part of the ambiance here. Now, did you know that a third of all young women become pregnant at least once while they're still teenagers? Well, if your daughter does get pregnant, or your son announces that he's going to be a dad, you'll have no trouble finding information for them about what to do. But what about you? As the parent, you're going to wind up carrying the tremendous part of the burden that follows a pregnancy, but you're not going to have much control over the decisions that are made. Today, we're going to help you figure out what to do. I want you to meet Jane Daniels, who discovered that her 19-year-old daughter was going to have a baby when she was already 5 months pregnant.
Amy was a good kid. She was an enthusiastic kid. She was a neat kid to be around. She was a little bit tougher when she became a teen. She got involved with some drugs and alcohol. She didn't do very well in school, and I was worried about her as a teen. There was nothing that could have prepared me for the phone call that I got. It was Amy's boyfriend's mother. So I think her exact words were, "Congratulations, Grandma." And I think my heart stopped. I mean, I knew right away, but I was so shocked that it took me a couple seconds to kind of feel like there was a correlation between what she was talking about and Amy being pregnant. So I think I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Oh, you didn't know." Not only was I angry, but I was furious that I was hearing it from her and not from Amy. I was the last one to know, and I was her mother. So that was very, very painful for me. My expectation for Amy was that she went to college. I wanted to see her have a career and then maybe think about a family or marriage. You know, having an education opens your options in life. To me, having a child narrows your world, and I didn't want that for her.
Well, Jane, you and Amy are here today to talk about this, but this really was devastating for you mm-hmm. for a very specific reason. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
I think the hardest thing for me was that I felt that Amy was repeating the mistakes that I had made in my past. I had gotten pregnant when I was the exact same age. I had just gotten out of high school, so I had I hadn't furthered my education. I wasn't married. I had her. I was on welfare for years. I had to go back to college at a later age, and I just felt like I wanted her to do something different, and she was doing the same thing.
And you could just see everything yep. that you'd been through getting ready to happen
yes.
to your daughter.
Yes.
And Amy, your mom sent you to counseling, didn't she?
Yes, and it was the best thing that she could have done.
Yeah, why is that?
It really just changed the path of my life. You know, it was able to give me an objective opinion, and I didn't want to always talk to her about what was going on, obviously.
Sure.
So going there really just it changed my life.
Yeah. Well, Amy's counselor is Dr. Michael Bradley. Now, he's an adolescent psychologist in Philadelphia who deals regularly with teenagers who are pregnant and also their families. And we're so glad that you're here today.